44 years ago, in 1974, blessed Pope Paul VI instituted the first day of January as a day to pray for peace. In the words of blessed Pope Paul VI, on the octave of Christmas and the first day of the year, we have instituted the World Day of Peace. The octave of Christmas is a fitting occasion for renewing adoration of the newborn Prince of Peace, for listening once more to the glad tidings of the angels, and for imploring from God through the Queen of Peace the supreme gift of peace. So says blessed Pope Paul VI. The Christmas season is indeed a season of peace. On Christmas night, we heard they name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. We heard his dominion is vast and forever peaceful. That same night, we heard the angels sing glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men of goodwill. The entrance antiphon for December the 30th is from Wisdom chapter 18, when peaceful silence encompassed everything, and the night in her swift course was half spent. Your all-powerful word, O Lord, bounded from heaven's royal throne toward a land doomed for destruction. Today, in the first reading from Numbers chapter 6, we heard, may the Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. At the Last Supper, Jesus told his apostles, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives peace, do I give it to you. St. Paul says it the clearest. In Ephesians 2, verse 14, he is our peace. And Jesus is not only our peace, he's everyone's peace. As my favorite bumper sticker says, no Jesus, no peace, no Jesus, no peace. Do you get it? N-O Jesus, N-O peace. But K-N-O-W, Jesus? K-N-O-W, peace. If you know Jesus, then you will know peace. But if you do not know Jesus, then you do not know peace. And so you can be at war, you can be at conflict and division with people, and still have peace. And the contrary is true. You cannot be fighting with anyone. You can have no enemies in the world. You cannot be at war. And still, you do not have peace. What a paradox. Only if you K-N-O-W Jesus will you know peace. Not as the world gives peace, do I give it to you. Jesus Christ is our peace. The best way that I can describe peace is a deep down ocean peace. It's one of my favorite expressions. Deep down ocean peace. There may be a storm on the surface of your life. There may be all kinds of conflict and division. But 2 miles beneath the surface of the ocean, at the bottom of the ocean floor, there is absolute calm and peace. Deep down ocean peace in the depth of your soul for knowing Jesus Christ. Some people still have not experienced this deep down ocean peace in the depth of their soul. And so we have wars in the Middle East. We have threats of war in the Far East. We have terror on every side. Threats of violence and bombings and massacres. Everyone's on edge and walking on eggshells. The world is in desperate need of peace. But the only way to have peace is to come to know the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus Christ. Thomas Merton says something very, very important that explains the world today. He says the reason we're not at peace with others is because we're not at peace in ourselves. And the reason why we're not at peace in ourselves is because we're not at peace with God. That describes every problem in the world. The reason why there's not peace with one another is because each person is not at peace in himself. And the reason why he's not at peace in himself, because he's not at peace with Almighty God, because he is our peace. Know Jesus, know peace. And we pray it at every Mass, throughout the Mass at different times, right? Grant us peace, we say, right? Grant peace in our days. Order our days in your peace, which was added to the Roman canon, incidentally, by Pope Gregory the Great, who died in 604. Grant peace in our days. Our patron, St. Francis, would say, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Blessed Pope Paul VI says that this octave day of Christmas is a fitting occasion for imploring from God through the Queen of Peace the supreme gift of peace. Blessed Pope Paul VI knew that peace was so important that he needed to go right to the most powerful intercessor in heaven. He went right to the top. You know, when things get tough, you always go to Mom. And that's what we do as a church. We go right to Mom. And we beg for her intercession. 100 years ago, at Fatima in Portugal, our Blessed Mother appeared to those three beautiful children, saints, Jacinta and Saint Francisco and Sister Lucia, and she told them, say the rosary every day to bring peace to the world. And she repeated her message, right? Over and over, she said, say the rosary to bring peace to the world. We can do that, right? My good friend, Pope St. John Paul II, said, the rosary by its very nature is a prayer for peace, since it contains the contemplation, since it consists in the contemplation of Christ, the Prince of Peace, the one who is our peace. The rosary allows us to hope that even today the battle of peace can be won. Pope John Paul II, yes, the battle of peace can be won. I remember a Mass with Pope St. John Paul II in St. Peter's Basilica. He called a special votive Mass for peace. There was some tension in the Middle East, and so everybody he called to Rome. And at one point in the sermon, the Pope was failing little by little, but in the middle of the sermon, he put down his prepared text, and he spontaneously said, if not us, then who? And the whole basilica broke out into applause. And he said, if not now, then when? And the whole basilica broke out into applause. If not us, well, then who? If not now, then when? Now is the time for peace. And so we fly unto Mary, our mother. O mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Please, we beg you, guide our feet in the way of peace.